Good to have you back here, and I'm glad you're here for the conversation. You know why it's great? Because it's protected under the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. So is religious liberty, but this administration cares less and less about that. Of course, that's been true of many administrations leaning left. Religious liberty, they don't care. They'd like to be able to tax churches. It's more taxes for them and a whole lot of other things. They'd like to force faith-based adoption agencies to do as they say and let anyone adopt a child, regardless of whether or not it violates their religious tenets. It doesn't matter, even though the Supreme Court has already ruled on this. These are just some of the examples of the assaults on religious liberty we're seeing these days come from the Biden administration. Lathan Watts is director of public affairs for First Liberty Institute, a nonprofit law firm and think tank exclusively dedicated to defending religious liberty. Lathan, good to have you here today.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me.
Now, the way I see this, and I see it doesn't make the headlines very often, right? Because with everything else going on, there's a lot of noise, whether it's Omicron or the southern border, whatever it might be, that changes are being made. Religious freedom and other freedoms are under attack almost 24 hours a day, but we don't hear about it because it's not the emergency of the day. And that's not good. We need to pay attention to some of the things that are going on, don't we?
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's an old saying in politics that personnel is policy. And some of the folks that President Biden has appointed to high levels of responsibility in his administration have exhibited a disdain, really, for religious liberty. And the most recent example would be his Secretary of Health and Human Services, who, as you mentioned, had just last week said that he was basically going to require faith-based nonprofits and folks that work in partnership with government to get kids into either foster care or adoption agencies, that he was going to require them to basically have to choose between adhering to their religious beliefs and continuing to work in partnership with the government, despite the fact that the Supreme Court ruled 9-0 last term on that very issue.
Well, Lathan, let me jump into there, because this is becoming a pattern. Because the Biden administration has also been telling companies, get ready to enforce our mandates, even though federal courts around the country in three different mandate issues have set aside the mandate. They're not in force. They're not enforceable. They're unconstitutional. And yet the Biden administration is saying, get ready to do it anyway. It seems that this administration doesn't seem restrained by any ruling from any federal court. Or maybe I'm mistaken, but that's the way it looks from where I'm sitting.
Well, certainly when they make statements like, you should get ready to enforce it anyway, that doesn't sound like they're acting as they would require everybody else to act when a court makes a ruling. But you are correct in that multiple courts now have stayed vaccine mandates in varying capacities, and so those orders are not in effect while that litigation proceeds. And so then once that litigation has culminated in a decision, then, we will have a court decision that will be enforced, and then we'll have to wait and see if the Biden administration changes its tune once there's actually a decision against them.
Well, I mean, in fairness, you've got Supreme Court justices like Sotomayor that yesterday said that, being opposed to abortion is just a religious position. You can't have any morals unless it's religious in base or something of that. I mean, it's grotesque. The point that I'm getting at here, the bigger point is that the attack on religion in this country is remarkable, but it's only one religion that's targeted. It's the one that's always been here, Christianity. You can do and pray and do anything else. You can worship stones and trees and any other damn thing, and that's all respected. But Christians are the ones being dragged about and disrespected. Is that a fair way? I mean, that's my take. Lathan, what do you think?
Well, I think the cases that we're involved with, the ones that occasionally do make headlines, recently have involved, you know, varying denominations of Christianity. But First Liberty Institute, we represent people of all faiths all around the country. And I can tell you that it is not just Christians who are having to deal with this. It is really anyone whose religious belief, whether it's, you know, Orthodox Judaism, we have several Orthodox Jewish clients right now, anyone whose religious beliefs are at odds with the cultural orthodoxy of the day on a host of issues, they're the ones who need our protection. And they're the ones that are, frankly, the First Amendment exists to protect. It's not the popular opinion that needs protection. It's the unpopular opinion.
Well, and that's the whole point. You nailed it there, and I appreciate you doing that, because that's true of the entire First Amendment. I'm allowed to say things not because they're popular. The First Amendment is there to protect hate speech, not happy speech. I mean, that's just that's the point, right? I mean, that's, if everybody said happy stuff, you wouldn't need the First Amendment. If everybody believed the same thing religiously, you wouldn't need the First Amendment. If religious groups didn't routinely insult each other, you wouldn't need these protections, but these things are all pretty well true, Lathan. So, what do you do? I mean, obviously, your organization pushes back. There are a number of organizations around this country that defend religious organizations of all faiths against the overreach of government, but it seems that it becomes... I mean, it's just more and more and more. It's an onslaught from the government, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, I can say, you know, from our perspective at First Liberty Institute, we have never been busier in the 30-plus years that our organization has existed. I've never seen our legal team stretched as thin as it is right now. Just the influx of calls on just one issue alone, just the vaccine mandate. We could work 24 hours a day, and not be able to get to all of the requests for help. So I would encourage people, you know, to check out First Liberty Institute. Go to firstliberty.org because we created a toolkit basically for you on your religious liberty when it comes to the vaccine, how to request a religious exemption. It's a free download from our website. And I encourage people to use that before they give us a call, just because we are sort of inundated right now. But you're right. You know, there are several organizations out there that do good work in the legal system, and you know, people should support them, because that's, you know, a lot of these issues and a lot of these policy decisions, unfortunately, are going to be made in court.
That's right, and even though you may think it doesn't affect you or that doesn't bother, it will get to you. It's like everything else. If they silence the guy next door and you're like, well, it's not bothering me, they'll get to you. Wait your turn. Lathan Watts, greatly appreciate your time here today. Director of Public Affairs for First Liberty Institute. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Greatly appreciate it. If you don't think it affects you, you're wrong. It will get to you. And about that Supreme Court case, we're going to talk about it right after the break here on the Steve Gerber Show. Don't go anywhere.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gerber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegerber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegerber.com.
I'm Steve Gruber, and I absolutely love Grand Flannel by Muskox. For the love of flannel, this is the best time of the year. Muskox is a Michigan company focused on adventure and American wildlife conservation. I wear Grand Flannel almost every day. It's super durable. It's comfortable. 100% cotton flannel, perfect for Michigan outdoors. Go to GoMuskox.com to find out more. GoMuskox.com for the love of flannel. Go to GoMuskox.com. As we celebrate the Christmas season, we often pause to consider our many blessings.
Hillsdale College wishes to thank you for standing with them as they celebrate over 177 years of blessings. Since 1844, Hillsdale has held fast to its mission to provide the kind of education essential to preserving free government. And for decades, the college has extended its educational mission on behalf of Liberty through a variety of outreach programs. Perhaps you've taken one of Hillsdale's excellent free online courses or attended one of Hillsdale's free regional events. You know of Hillsdale's refusal to take even one penny of government money. This independence allows the college to focus on promoting its core purpose, learning character, faith, and freedom, without government interference. At no time in our nation's history has there been a greater need for this kind of classical liberal arts education than Hillsdale offers on its campus and nationwide. So during this season of blessings, Hillsdale thanks you for your partnership in extending its mission to the country. To learn more about Hillsdale College, visit hillsdale.edu.